Final score tonight, Merrimack wins over UMass Lowell. The score is 4-1. Parker Lalonde with us, one of the warriors of the game, and goal and assist tonight. But seemed like you guys didn't have anything to show for it until late in the second period. You were playing a lot better than last week. Nothing to show for it yet. How do you guys, you know, keep the head up, keep going in the right direction, seem like knowing that eventually it's going to pay off?
Yeah, I think coming into the game, we knew we didn't play well enough on last Friday. So coming back into this game, we knew we had to play better, and we felt like we were. Kind of sat back a little bit to start and then found our game. And I thought through the last half of the first and the second, we kind of took it to them and kind of just felt like eventually we were going to get one. Obviously, Giller gets the one at the end of the second. And then we kept going from there. But it felt like it was inevitable for us.
What did that goal mean, the power play goal that Justin Gill got late in the second period? And what was the feeling on the bench when that puck finally went in the net for you guys?
Yeah, I think we were obviously pretty pumped to get our first regular season goal of the year. I think it'd been a little bit of a struggle for us, so that was obviously huge. And then for Giller to not know when he was going to get his eligibility and to kind of find out this morning he was going to be able to play and get that goal for us was huge, and we're also happy for him.
And then you get the goal early in the third period to break the tie 1-1. That made the score 2-1 at that point. Tell us what happened on that play.
Yeah, Beyer got the puck off a turnover from them, and I knew he was going to head mount it right away. That's kind of his game, playing with him for 2 years, knowing what to expect. And then saw a little bit of open ice through the middle and thought Giller would be able to get it to me, and he did. And D didn't commit all the way coming over to me, and I had some space for a shot, and it ended up going in, so it felt good.
Where did that puck go? Glove side?
Yeah, far side, yeah.
Okay, so that makes it 2-1, and then you guys end up getting another goal off the faceoff, another one that you were involved in. What happened on that play?
Yeah, we lined up for a certain faceoff that we run, and I noticed the center was just trying to win it to the wall, and they didn't have anyone standing over there, so I figured if I lost it, I'd be able to get to it. And got a quick jump off of it, obviously beat him to it, just kind of threw a grenade back to Phil a little bit, and he managed to corral it and get it towards the net, and Haas just goes, and it's just sitting there for him. So it's that one's a little bit different where it's a hard-working goal, but they all count the same for us.
Speaking of hard-working, you guys have the lead there, but, you know, game's not over. They threw everything they had at you guys late in, you know, last couple of minutes. You're out there blocking shots. What's the feeling at that point?
Yeah, I think we knew they were going to come hard. They're obviously a good team, and we just need to settle into our game, and I thought we did that well. I think we were doing good at getting pucks out, getting pucks in. We knew they were going to throw everything at the net, so just selling out to block shots and making sure that we do our jobs, and eventually it'll work out for us.
And finally, you know, what's the difference after tonight's game versus last week?
Yeah, it's obviously huge. I don't think we were near good enough last weekend, so to be able to get revenge on the same team and play in that manner was really good for us, and it will give us confidence going into next weekend.
All right, great. Thanks a lot, Parker. Appreciate it. Co-Warrior of the game. Congratulations. See you next week.
Yeah, see you next week. Thanks.